bunch of rebarb for bars that I think is the intake for where they shoot the water out down the bottom. And I've been right down to that. That was in about 60 feet of water as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never, well, I can't say I've never scuba dived in Causey, but I did once. But it was all the way up into that, the south finger over by the entrance, the lock gate for Causey Estates. It was over there in that finger, and all I did is dive down, grab a body, and come out, and that was it. That's the only time I've ever scuba dived there. But while I was diving down, though, I was chasing a lot of crawdads, trying to grab them. They keep, you know, scooting away from me.
There on the actual dam itself, where all the rocks are, there are like millions of crawdads. They're everywhere in there.
Yeah, I'd love to just go get some, fry them up one day, boil them up, whatever you do.
We used to do that up at Bear Lake after we'd night dive. We'd get a sack full of crawdads and boil them up and eat them. Boy, you got to eat a lot of crawdads to get full. Because there's not much meat there to eat.
Yeah, that's true. There's very little. It's not like a lobster. I mean, it looks like it, but it's just not the same.
Okay, well, are you hard at it today, or are you hard at it holding down the couch?
Yeah, just hard at holding down the couch, trying to figure something constructive to do, and that happens sometimes on Sunday. Sunday's the only day of the week that does happen. Every other day of the week's all busy.
I try to take it easy on Sunday, although today I'm going to go out and do just a little bit of yard work. It's really hot, so I figure if I can go out there and work for maybe an hour, that'll be good enough. So right now I'm headed down to Lowell's. I gotta fix another toilet. I hate toilets.
Oh yeah, one of the necessary things. Which Lowell's you going to?
I always go to the one down on Riverdale Road there. That's the one I always go to. I don't ever go to the one in Harrisville. I don't know where everything is in the Harrisville one, but I pretty well know where everything is at the one on Riverdale Road.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They got things in different places, that's for sure. Well, alrighty. Got a bunch of neighbor kids over here I got to attend to. They're always here wanting to hang out and goof off. Bunch of kids. Alrighty, I'll get back to just chit-chatting with him for a minute, see what's up. But yeah, if you end up taking that to the dealer, and they give you some kind of, some brainstorm answer, I'd love to hear it. It's just such a curious thing, and so hard to troubleshoot because it's too computer integrated, so it makes it too hard to troubleshoot. That's frustrating, but yeah, if you end up doing that, let me know. Or if you end up buying a new truck, let me know. I know the urge for that sometimes it goes up and down, you know, on what you want to do sometimes. I get that. Okay, nice chatting with you. Glad you called for me. We'll talk to you soon. 936.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about trying the dealer up in Preston. See if you get asshole jerk faces. The guys over there at Riverdale, that Dodge place over at Riverdale, Miller's or whatever, anyhow. And, I watched Tom Shop and Matt's Off-Road Recovery and the Peck Brothers. Makes me want to go buy an old truck and just strip it and rebuild it completely from the ground up. But, all right, talk to you later. WRU 498 clear.
QRCC582, portable and monitoring capital repeater.
Copy, Ian. WSFE 417, Sean, you have a copy? WSFE 417, Sean, do you got a copy?
Yeah, I got a copy. Okay, I got a copy.
This is the turn.